At tomorrow's Boston Marathon, many runners will be on the course to honor the 16 people who lost limbs in last year's finish line bombing. One married couple was among them, Jessica Kensky and Patrick Downs. They were newlyweds of just 7 months when each had their left leg blown off. Their injuries were so severe that they were some of the last victims to leave the hospital. But today, Sasha Pfeiffer from member station WBUR tells us of an encouraging part of their story.
Rescue. Speak. Keep going. Don't be shy. Louder. Speak. Good boy.
That's Rescue, an 80-pound black lab specially trained as an assistance dog. He belongs to Jessica Kensky.
Yep. You're going to show him your toy?
We'll come back to Rescue. But first, to understand why he's officially her dog and not her husband's, you have to know how badly Kensky in particular was hurt.
My whole Achilles tendon was blown off. A good part of my heel pad was blown off.
She's talking about her remaining leg, the one that wasn't amputated. That leg was also so mutilated in the bombing that one doctor thought it should be surgically removed too.
But when I woke up, my left leg was already gone, and I couldn't imagine losing my right. And it's such a permanent decision. So I thought you can always amputate it down the road, but once it's gone, it's gone.
So surgeons reconstructed Kensky's right leg as well as they were able to. But so far, her good leg really isn't so good.
And it actually helps for you to see my, this brace is called an IDEO brace, which has drastically improved my mobility.
When Kensky removes that high-tech brace, you see a misshapen foot and ankle, and a heel no longer is round and padded. That means she sometimes still needs a wheelchair because walking on her remaining leg is difficult.
I don't think I really appreciated what chronic pain means and how it rules everything. When you have that level of pain with every single step, you don't want to take it.
And each day, that has her asking herself an excruciating question.
I didn't know what it was going to be like to try to walk on something and live with a leg like that. And now that I know, I'm always in the back of my mind wondering if I would be better off with an amputation.
That gets us back to Rescue.
Rescue, keep going. Good boy, thank you so much.
Kensky got Rescue from a Massachusetts nonprofit called NEEDS that trains assistance dogs for people with disabilities. It's offering a free service dog to any marathon bombing victim with a permanent physical disability. Kensky, because of her continuing mobility problems, is the first to accept that offer. Rescue steadies her when she walks on crutches or with her prosthetic. But that's not all he does.
Come on, nudge. Good boy. Try it again. Nudge. Good boy. Good job.
That's Rescue using his paws to press an elevator button in Downs and Kensky's new handicap-accessible apartment building. And this?
Rescue, fetch!
Is Rescue picking up Kensky's dropped keys with his mouth?
Good boy, closer.
And bringing them back to her.
Good boy, thank you.
Rescue can also open doors and retrieve a phone with his teeth, even if he drops it a few times and presses a few numbers in the process.
Closer. Yeah, good boy. Good job.
And having a dog keeps Kensky and Downs physically active. Not easy when you're an amputee.
Here's this big animal who needs to be taken out. He needs exercise. He needs to go to the bathroom. He needs to be fed. And on the day you just don't want to get off the couch, you don't want to get in your wheelchair, you don't want to put your prosthetic on, he looks at you with those eyes, and you've got to take him out. So that was another kind of unplanned benefit, is that when he's getting his exercise, we are also.
Kensky and Downs have both had a pretty dark year. She's 33 and hasn't been able to return to her job as an oncology nurse. He's 30 and had to abandon his plan to do a pre-doctoral program in San Francisco, where they'd both been planning to relocate. They also suffered shrapnel wounds and perforated eardrums. So since the bombing, they've had nearly 30 surgeries between them, with more operations ahead. Amid all that, Patrick Downs says, Rescue has also had an intangible value, just as important as his physical assistance.
To have a dog like him around, you laugh 10, 20, 50 times more a day, and you can't help but have that lift the mood. And he's a huge cuddler, so he jumps right up on the couch with us when he's invited and plops himself down right on top of us. And he's just constantly giving us hugs and kisses and entertaining us. And he's a wonderful gift in that way.
That week he came, for the first time, I started sleeping through the night. We'd be up 3, 4 in the morning, sad, depressed, anxious. Not that I don't experience those feelings anymore, but it was incredible to sleep through the night. And I mean, I have to attribute it to him. He was the change.
Here's another command Rescue knows. Kensky admits she uses it mostly for cuteness. It comes in handy when she's relaxing on the couch.
So if I'm over here and I have my leg off and I'm watching a movie, brr, I'm cold.
At that, Rescue heads for a blanket across the room.
Rescue, keep going.
And as he drags it back to her, getting it comically tangled in his paws.
You got it. You got it. You're going to unfold it for me. Give. Good boy. Thank you so much.
You realize how a very smart, very lovable dog who brings laughter to a house that hasn't heard much of it in the past year can be a transforming presence.
Rescue, give me a hug. Good boy. He knows that one. Take a bow.
For NPR News, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston.